This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli forces advanced deeper into Gaza's southern city of Rafah Sunday, even as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Israel has not given the United States a credible plan to protect the more than 1 million Palestinian civilians sheltering there. About 300,000 of the 1.3 million Palestinians who fled to southern Gaza months ago on orders from the Israeli military to escape the attacks on Hamas militants in northern Gaza have now been ordered to move again, this time to the northwest of Rafah, to a territory along Gaza's Mediterranean Sea coastline. But Blinken told the U.S. NBC Meet the Press news program Sunday there is no specific Israeli plan to protect the Palestinians or provide sufficient humanitarian aid for them, and not guarantee such an operation would eliminate Hamas.
So the trajectory right now is that going into to Rafah, even to deal with these remaining battalions, especially in the absence of a plan for civilians, risks doing terrible harm to civilians and not solving the problem, a problem that both of us want to solve, which is making sure Hamas cannot again govern Gaza.
Blinken also discussed a report released Friday showing Israel acted inconsistent with their obligations under international humanitarian law in the war in Gaza. A conference of international donors held in Kuwait Sunday raised over $2 billion in pledges for aid for the devastated Gaza Strip after 7 months into the war between Israel and Hamas. The conference, organized by the International Islamic Charitable Organization and the UN's Humanitarian Coordination Agency, OCHA, said the funds would be dispersed over 2 years with the possibility of an extension in efforts to support the life-saving humanitarian interventions into the Palestinian territory. Addressing the conference earlier, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged both sides in the conflict to continue working towards a ceasefire. This is VOA News. Flash floods have caused by heavy rains have devastated villages in northern Afghanistan, killing over 300 people and injuring more than 1,600. Authorities said Sunday as villagers buried their dead and aid agencies warned of widening havoc. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reports.
Taliban-run refugee ministry says thousands of homes have been damaged and livestock wiped out following heavy rain. Meanwhile, aid groups warn of widening havoc as healthcare facilities and vital infrastructure have also been damaged. In a statement, the Taliban's economy minister urged the United Nations and private businesses to provide support for those affected by the flooding. Afghanistan is prone to natural disasters, and the UN considers it one of the countries most vulnerable to climate change. But following the Taliban takeover, after foreign forces withdrew in 2021, it's battled a shortfall in aid. That's because development aid that formed the backbone of government finances was cut.
That's Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah reporting. Russia's health ministry says a Ukrainian strike on the Russian border city of Belgorod caused the partial collapse of an entire apartment block, injuring at least 17 people. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russian officials have said a building in Belgorod on the border with Ukraine has collapsed after what they claim is Ukrainian shelling. The officials also said there have been deaths from the collapse but provided no further details. Cities across western Russia have come under regular attack from drones since May 2023, with Russian officials blaming Kyiv. Ukrainian officials never acknowledge responsibility for attacks on Russian territory or the Crimean Peninsula. I'm Karen Chamas.
Authorities in two western Canadian provinces have issued evacuation orders due to early season wildfires. In northeastern British Columbia, authorities Sunday urged residents to leave immediately despite improving weather conditions. To the east of neighboring Alberta, the government said the wildfire danger is extreme in the Fort McMurray region. The federal government has warned Canada faces another catastrophic wildfire season as forecasted higher than normal spring and summer temperatures across the country. Swiss singer Nemo has won the 68th Eurovision Song Contest with the song The Code, an operatic ode to the singer's journey toward embracing a non-gender identity. Nemo, whose full name is Nemo Metal, told reporters the victory was meaningful.
Part of it was special, and to know that a song that has changed my life and a song where I just speak about my story has touched so many people and maybe inspired other people to stay true to their story is the most insane thing that has ever happened to me.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.